KZ1X News.
It's 1 degree and lightly snowing at 1 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Stelios Pappas. A new community and well-being plan will be expected to keep citizens of Prince Edward County extra safe for the long term. The Prince Edward County Police Services Board, along with the County Community Foundation, both came together and presented the plan to Mayor Robert Quaife and Council earlier this month. County Community Foundation President Joan Pennefather says her role is to oversee the parts of the endeavor. She explains a bit what the plan entails.
The plan exists in many different communities in the province and across Canada, and it's really a way of looking at immediate community-based prevention measures, but also broad-based, long-term preventative strategies when it comes to not only our safety, but also well-being.
The plan is built on a four-step framework of emergency response, risk intervention, prevention, and social development. It is currently in its initial stages. A polar bear cub born last November, the 11th, at the Toronto Zoo has been officially named Juno. Zoo officials announced the name of the female cub as she made her media debut today. Brigadier General David Patterson was on hand and says the military has adopted the bear and promoted her to the rank of private.
Juno Beach has been an important part of our Canadian military history and heritage. Since Private Juno was born on Remembrance Day last fall, the day of the year when Canadians honor that history and heritage, officials at the Toronto Zoo decided that Juno would be a very appropriate name for the young bear.
Aurora gave birth to two cubs last fall, but only Juno survived and was hand-raised by the keepers. Hasbro Toys is facing backlash after producing a Star Wars-themed Monopoly game that includes the film's protagonist. CUNY News reporter Tara Henley has the story.
Hasbro Canada is under fire after the release of their highly anticipated Star Wars Monopoly game earlier this year. The game features characters from the new Star Wars film, as well as old favorites, such as Darth Vader. One character is missing, though. Rey, the heroine of The Force Awakens. Loyalist college student and longtime Star Wars fan Nick Smart says Hasbro's decision to exclude her from the game is sexist.
We should be inclusive with both genders. Like, it shouldn't be a big deal anymore. Like, it's 2016.
J.J. Abrams, the film's producer and director, has called the exclusion preposterous and wrong. Hasbro recently released a statement saying the reason Rey was excluded was because they were concerned her inclusion would give away spoilers. Despite this, Richard Ballanger, owner of Scallywag Toys on Front Street, says he's disappointed in Hasbro's decision.
Marketing error on their part. If she's one of the leading characters in the movie, she should be out there with the other leading characters and what's offered.
In a statement released last week, Hasbro announced the new Star Wars Monopoly set will feature a Rey character. The new game will start shipping to stores this fall. Tara Henley, QNET News, Belleville.
Protests have erupted on college campuses across South Africa over the rule that classes be taught in Afrikaans.
Racial tensions are mounting at least two universities, with black students demanding that lectures are presented only in English, while their Afrikaans counterparts say they have a right to attend classes in their mother tongue. Late last year, similar demands at the University of Stellenbosch in the Western Cape were dismissed, with the institution opting to retain classes in Afrikaans. Liesl Tom, ABC News, Pretoria, South Africa.
That's QNET News on 91X to 104. In sports, for the Junior Hockey League, it's Coburg versus Kingston tonight at 7. And Port Hope playing Gananoque at 8:15. Tonight's Ontario Hockey League games are both at 7. London travels to Peterborough and Windsor welcomes Zimbari. In the NHL, there are 6 Canadian teams playing tonight. Carolina versus Toronto at 7:30. Winnipeg plays Dallas at 8:30. New York Islanders battles Calgary at 9. And Ottawa plays Vancouver at 10. And finally, Edmonton visits Los Angeles at 10:30. In the NBA, there's 6 games tonight. The Warriors and the Magic tip off at 7. The Raptors have the night off. Send us your team and league scores or email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville: periods of rain changing to periods of snow near noon, snowfall around 2 centimeters, wind becoming northwest, 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50 early this afternoon, temperature falling to -2 this afternoon. Tonight, periods of snow ending early this evening, then clearing. Wind, northwest 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, low, minus 12. Tomorrow, sunny. Wind, northwest 20 kilometers per hour, becoming light early in the morning, high of a minus 3. It's 105 at 1 degrees. QNET News Desk on the air at 91X and online at QNETnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Stellar's Pappas, signing off.